This conference is an important. Battle Creek, Michigan, April 1901. This conference is an important meeting, and we who are attending need to understand that the experience we gain while here depends on how we treat ourselves. A vast amount of injury is done to the human organism by the willing ignorance of ministers and people. Those who minister in word and doctrine need to learn how to eat properly, how to work properly, and how to breathe properly. They need to make as much as possible of the talent of speech. They are to form correct habits that the physical, mental, and moral powers may be preserved. The Lord desires every man to do his best, and we are to appreciate the talents entrusted to us and use them to the very best advantage. By a contemplation of the way of the Lord, we are to learn how to meet every emergency and how to bear the responsibilities placed on us. He desires us to cooperate with the great physician in healing ourselves, by obedience to the law of God. It is our life to obey this law. The happiness and welfare of families depend upon their habits and practices. When the appetites and tastes are brought into conformity to an intelligent knowledge of how to treat the human system, a great reformation will be seen. All that belongs to the living machinery is to be carefully studied. Each one is to prayerfully ask the question, "What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Mark 10, verse 17. Each human being is deciding his own destiny. If man brings the attributes of Christ into his practical life, cooperating with God by conscientiously following his will, if he learns daily of the great teacher, living in close connection with him, his mind is enlarged and broadened by true knowledge. Correct ideas are cherished and true principles obeyed. The power of true enjoyment increases, and he uses his powers to help and uplift others. He is prepared to accomplish the great and good work which the Lord is qualifying him to do. For the last 30 years, light has been shining forth on the subject of health reform. Through his testimonies, the Lord has made plain the duty which man owes to himself and to his fellow man. But spirituality has been greatly hindered by the way in which ministers and people have treated this light. They have refused to wear Christ's yoke of self-denial, and by their example, they have led others in false paths. A growth of the grosser qualities of the mind is the sure result of overeating and of eating unhealthful food. Thus, the spiritual life is deformed, and the message of truth made of none effect. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Hebrews 2, verse 1-3. There is abundance of knowledge within the reach of all, but many refuse to be refined by accepting and practicing this knowledge. The refining, sanctifying influence of the truth is not seen in their lives. They are not prepared to work under the guidance of the Holy Spirit for the accomplishment of the high and holy purpose for which man was created. There are many at this meeting, and we have something to say to the church members in Battle Creek who entertain those in attendance. We entreat every family to leave sweet cakes out of the bill of fare. Place only a few kinds of food on the table at each meal. No woman should deprive herself of the meetings in order to provide a variety of rich dishes for her guests. Let all eat to live, not live to eat. Let the food placed on the table be simple, wholesome, and palatable. Let there be an abundance of fruit, cooked or uncooked. As the meeting progresses, let the healthful living seen in every family be a constant sermon. Bring spirituality into the preparation of food so that no one will be tempted to overeat. These cautions are positively necessary for the health of those who are entertained and those who entertain. We have assembled together not to indulge appetite, but to worship God in the beauty of holiness. Let no one at this time place temptation before their guests. Let each meal be an educational feast. In a most distinct, impressive manner, God has opened before me the harm done by the food eaten at our general meetings. Those to whom God has given the light on health reform have not honored this light. Eating heartily and then going to meeting to sit in heated rooms, many have become sleepy and almost unconscious. The enemy is well pleased to have the perceptive powers of the people of God so paralyzed that they cannot possibly comprehend the questions it is highly important they should understand.
We need to have a just appreciation of the value of human life, that in our experience we may reach a high standard and draw others upward with us, making straight paths for our feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way. In many conferences which have been held, the Lord has not been glorified. The Lord desires the conference now in session to be of an entirely different character. He desires each one in attendance to walk before Him in the spirit of prayer and contrition. For thus saith the High and Lofty One that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is Holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Isaiah 57, verse 15. The Lord is nigh unto all them that are of a contrite heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Psalm 34, verse 18. This is a meeting at which all who have that faith which works by love and purifies the soul will work the works of God. And if those who have not lived in the light of the truth have any desire for salvation, let them divest themselves of all prejudice against those who are doing medical missionary work to save perishing souls. Let them be converted, that God may use them in His service. Many in the world and in the denominational churches are in advance of those who claim to believe the truth in regard to eating and drinking. All classes are being reached by the promulgation of the principles of health reform. And in connection with this work, the third angel's message is finding its way into many hearts. The grace of Christ cannot be locked up in the heart that has received it. It must and will break all barriers. God's servants are to receive to impart. The truth is as far-reaching as eternity. In its working, it is not limited by time or space.